That is Chuck Freeman. I'm Mike Wicket. High today, 82. Right now, 65 in Milwaukee. 16 days until the Badgers kick off the college football season. 23 days until the Packers kick it off for real in the National Football League against the Saints. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you read his outstanding Packers annual, the preview issue, the editor of the Maple Street Press. You also see him on CheeseheadTV.com. Ryan
Caribou is with us. Ryan, appreciate the time. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Very good. Glad to be joining you.
It's a weird time because after losing to the Browns, I think Packer fans are ready to cash in the season, especially because it was week one of the preseason. But realistically, just all kidding aside, did you see anything? Do you take away anything from the guys that are really going to have an impact on this football team, the starters in those first couple of series they played?
You know, I think you just have to look at individual performances in the preseason. You can't glean a whole lot from the team performance, wins and losses, things like that. A team that could go 0-4 in the preseason could win the Super Bowl, and a team that could go 4-0 could, be last in their division. So you have to take that into effect. But as far as starters go, one person who really impressed me was safety Morgan Burnett, who got injured last year, spent the year on injured reserve, and then Charlie Pepper replaces him last year and plays pretty well. So there's kind of a battle going on between Burnett and Pepper. And then on Saturday night, Burnett comes out, shows a lot of aggressiveness he didn't quite show last year, and really put together an impressive performance.
Hey, Brian, what surprises me about that, I mean, mildly surprises me, is Burnett is hurt, and Pepper had the great year. They signed up to the two-year contract extension. And then first day of practice, they get back, and Burnett is the starter. Like, Pepper wasn't even there for the Super Bowl. And, of course, Burnett, they spent the third-round draft pick on him. And the Packers didn't look at it like, well, you lost it because of injury. They realize how much of a talent he is and he's the future right there at safety.
Yeah, it was one of the more surprising developments of training camp from my perspective as well. With Pepper playing so well, I just thought he would get the first reps, but the Packers obviously have, they know what they have in Burnett. They know he's really talented, and he proved the coaches right by putting him in there right away on Saturday night.
Talk with Brian Caribou, who is the editor of the Maple Street Press Packers Annual, also from CheeseheadTV.com here on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. You know, so many injuries in that secondary, staying on that side of the football, guys not playing. Did you see anything? I mean, Pat Lee did not exactly help himself. Jarrett Bush did not exactly help himself, in terms of moving up that depth chart. You know, no Devon House, Charles Woodson didn't play, Sam Shields didn't play. I mean, the secondary is still up for grabs with three preseason games to go, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially the guys further down the depth chart. I suppose the good news might be from a Packers perspective that, had it been a regular season game, Charles Woodson would have been starting and Tremont Williams would have been starting. And now Sam Shields returned to practice last night. He seems to be over this little minor injury that he sustained. So, Pat Lee didn't look good. Jarrett Bush didn't look good. But if it's a regular season game, those are your fourth and fifth cornerbacks. So, the chances that they play in the regular season are pretty slim, and, injuries would have to occur ahead of them for them to get on the field.
Brian, if there's one area in this team that you look at it and say, this is the thing that's going to prevent this team from being great this year, one position or area of this team, what would you say it is?
I would have to say one position that concerns me is that outside linebacker spot opposite Clay Matthews. In a 3-4 defense, that outside linebacker position can be just so prolific, the type of player that can just get a lot of sacks. I mean, you see what Pittsburgh is able to do from both their outside linebacker positions. And Clay Matthews is good, but, those guys fighting for the spot, Frank Zombo, Eric Walden, Brad Jones, not to say they might not, develop, but they have yet to show they can be that real impact player there. They might be a role player. They might play solid. But, it would be real nice for the Packers if one of them were able to, really get after the quarterback and put some pressure on the offensive backfield.
The one thing about all three of those guys you've mentioned, Brian, is all three of those guys does a little bit something different. You may, you know, Jones might be the best athlete of those two, Walton the best hitter. Zombo does a few things that, you know, everybody likes on him, getting to the quarterback. So they all do something well, and they could all probably share a part in that, but nobody does anything outstanding as far as that outside linebacker spot.
Perhaps what might happen is sort of a platoon. Mm-hmm. You know, Frank Zombo plays the run pretty well, and maybe he plays on running downs. Brad Jones drops into coverage pretty well. He drops into coverage, and maybe Eric Walden's in there to rush the passer. You know, things will play out over the course of the next few weeks here in training camp, and we never will really know until the regular season hits in September.
Brian, is Ted Thompson calling you on the other line?
You keep cutting out.
You sound like you're very, very important, and there's Ted Thompson calling you on the other line saying, don't give up all these secrets, Brian. Don't give up all these secrets.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
There you go. Hey, you know, Brian, sticking with the linebacker spot, I find it interesting, too, that you're concerned with the outside. I'm a little concerned with the inside. You have basically your two big dogs in Desmond Bishop and A.J. Hawk, yet you've gotten rid of a couple of guys that could have provided some depth to Nick Barnett, and we know Brandon Chiller with the injury. How do you see the inside linebacker position shaping up right now?
Yeah, the depth is the concern there. As long as A.J. Hawk and Desmond Bishop stay healthy, they'll be fine. I mean, those are three down players who are going to be playing on first, second, and third downs. But, I mean, your backups are a rookie, D.J. Smith, and then another player, Rob Francois, who's just kind of been, you know, a role player in his young NFL career. So should the Packers suffer an injury? There's reason for concern, but, you know, as long as Desmond Bishop and A.J. Hawk are on the field, they should be okay.
Offensive line, another big battle is between T.J. Lang and Sherrod. I just have the gut feeling that T.J. Lang is going to be your opening day starter at that left guard spot.
I feel like you're right. I think eventually he's going to pull ahead. The Packers are being diplomatic about it and giving Derek Sherrod every chance to win the job. But I think you're right. T.J. Lang will eventually be the starter at left guard come opening day when the Packers open against the Saints there on Thursday Night Football. And, you know, I think Derek Sherrod will kind of be the backup to both the left side positions at left tackle, backing up Chad Clifton, and also at left guard, backing up T.J. Lang. I think that's the way it'll shake out.
Last minute here with Brian Caravu. You see him on CheeseheadTV.com, the editor of the Maple Street Press. Got their Packer Annual out. We'll let you know how to get a hold of the Packer Annual coming up in just a quick second here. But one of the things Chuck and I were discussing, Brian, last hour was the future of Matt Flynn. Where do you see him 365 days from right now?
I see Matt Flynn as the starting quarterback for another team in the NFL. He's in a contract year right now, and he certainly helped his stock by a pretty good performance on Saturday individually. And, you know, he's going to leave in free agency more than likely. The Packers probably aren't going to be willing to pay him the amount of money it's going to take to sign him to be Aaron Rodgers' backup. So, you know, he'll at least get a chance to be the starter somewhere else in the NFL. Where that might be, I have no clue. But, yeah, 365 days from now, we'll probably be talking about him as the starter for another team, wrapping up his first preseason appearance in another uniform.
Brian, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your Packers Annual that is out now, hot, just 23 days away from the start of the NFL season.
Yes, the Maple Street Press Packers Annual is a fantastic magazine, 112 pages, 100% Packers content, and absolutely zero advertisements in it. So it's a great value for Packers fans. You can get it on newsstands anywhere in the state, Piggly Wiggly's, Pick and Saves, or you can order it directly online from MapleStreetPress.com.
Check it out online, MapleStreetPress.com. Brian, really appreciate the time. I know we're going to do it again as we get closer to the season and during what is hopefully a Packers championship run once again. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Brian Caravu, the editor of the Maple Street Press, their Packers Annual. Again, go to MapleStreetPress.com to check out the 112-page ad-free Packer Preview Magazine. That's pretty cool.